已经是第三次提到，这是2013年头一个礼拜天，我们在这里敬拜上帝的聚会。
We have mentioned this for the very third time. This is the first worship service for 2013.
愿上帝借这样的聚会赐福给我们诸位。
Because God's willing to use the opportunity to bless every one of us.
在圣经里面，我们看见有三个正月初一。
There was on the Bible, in Bible's recording, there's a three recording about the first month of the first year.
头一次出现正月初一是发生在挪亚的时代。
The first recording of the first month of the first year appeared to be in the years of Noah.
圣经告诉我们，当挪亚601岁正月初一那一天，地上的水都干了。
The recording in our Bible says, by the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water on the land has dried up.
当这个水干了的时候，代表了一个新的开始。
When the waters are dry, that represents and signalizes the start, a new start.
在这以前，世界上的人都败坏了。
Because before that time, everyone on this world has so depraved.
人心里想的都是恶。
All their minds all filled with wicked inclination.
人的手里面也充满了强暴。
And their hands all filled with violence.
所以那个地上充满了各样肮脏污秽的事情。
So the land was filled with matters of all the depravity and all the evil matters.
于是公义的神就用大的洪水把这个世界都淹没了。
The righteous God using the flood to cover the land.
这一场的大的洪水代表了上帝的审判。
This flood represents the judgment from God.
就上帝的公义来讲，
According to the righteousness of God,
他不能以有罪为无罪。
He cannot regard anything man's with guilty with, as no guilt.
有罪的就必须刑罚。
Meaning a person with guilt that will have to have received judgment.
但就上帝的慈爱的神性来说。
In the respect of, in terms of his mercy and love,
他必须施行拯救。
He had to give mercy.
于是上帝把一个重要的使命临到了挪亚。
So he gave Noah a very special mission.
一方面让他建造一艘大的方舟。
So while he was building a big ark,
另外一方面向人传道。
He also wanted to preach.This message of salvation.
挪亚传道传了120年。
Noah has been telling this story for 120 years.
在这120年里面，让人悔改，以至于他们能进入方舟，最终能够得救。
So during that time, he was wishing that people can repent and enter the ark.
但是120年过去，没有人除了挪亚一家相信挪亚所传的道。
But after 120 years, there's only the family of Noah that believed God's salvation.
没有人相信上帝的话。
Nobody other than them to believe God's words.
没有人相信这个世界会结束。
No one believed there's going to be an end of this world.
没有人相信这个世界会被洪水来结束。
No one believed this world eventually will be ended by the flood.
所以按照圣经的讲，他们又娶又吃又嫁又吃又喝。
So according to the Bible, they eat and drink and they marry and they got married.
他们有一个美好的生活。
They have a happy life.
上帝的话跟他们没有关系。
So God's word has no relationship, have no nothing to do with them.
你仔细想一想
，Think about this.
一个人不吃不喝，怎么能够生存呢
？So think about this. How would a person live without eating and drinking?
一个人不娶不嫁，这个生命怎么传递呢
？If a mankind doesn't marry, why would this generation? How would this generation go?
难道上帝希望人？不吃不喝，不娶不嫁吗
？So would God anticipate mankind not to eat, drink, and not to get married?
那个不是重点。
I don't think that's the main key point over here.
重点是，如果人只知道吃喝嫁娶，而不知道纪念上帝和他的心意。
The key point is if the man only pay attention to drinking, eating, getting married, but forgot about God's word and did not commemorate God.
在一个人的优先次序里面。把那些不是这么重要的 摆在最重要的位置，而把最重要的摆在很不重要的位置，那就是我们人的问题了。
And the problem really resizing on the priority of the life, they turn the important thing to be a lower priority, and the less important thing to be higher priority.
圣经里面有一个词我们不太愿意听见的。
There's a one word in Bible we don't usually like to hear.
就是恶人。
It's the wicked person.
但是诗篇十九九篇十七节为恶人下的定义是如此，那忘记上帝的外邦人就是恶人。
The definition according to the Psalm says, the wicked person are the nations that forget God.
一个人在地上纪念许多的事情。
If a person on this world remember everything,
我们纪念我们的妻子。
We kind of remember our wives.
我们纪念我们的孩子。
We remember and thinking about our children.
有些人纪念他们的狗。
Some people think about their dogs.
很多的人纪念他们的 stock portfolio, 他们的财务报告。
Some people kind of remember their investments.
很多人纪念他们的车子。
People maybe think about their own cars.
也很多人纪念他们所收藏的 collectible.
A lot of people think about something they collect.
这些都没有错。
There's nothing wrong with all of those things we do.
但是呢，最应当纪念的，我们纪念吗？
But the most important thing we want to commemorate, do we actually do that?
那个不应该忘记的，我们忘记了吗？
The thing that we need to forget, do we actually forget them?
今天一个人把创造他、爱他的上帝给忘记了。
The man that being created forget about the God that created them.
今天纪念这个、纪念那个，就是没有想到纪念。这位上帝，那就是我们的问题。
We think about one thing and the other thing, but we forget about one thing. That's important.
你跟人比较，跟人比较，你可以是个好人。
When you compare people, that you can regard yourself, you are a good person.
在人的眼中，你可以是一个好人，一个大好人。
In people's eyes, you could be a very good person.
但是刚才的经文告诉我们说，忘记上帝的那个人是一个恶人。
But some.Recording says the one that forget about God are the wicked person.
而恶人的结局就是永远与上帝分开。
And the result of the wicked person is a departure, a separation from God.
因为圣洁的上帝不能与恶人同在。
Because a righteous God cannot be with the wicked person.
上帝是生命的源头。
God is the source of all life.
那个永远与生命源头隔绝的。就是永远的灭亡。
So the separation from the source of life is the death.
所以我可以纪念很多世界上的人事物。
So we can memorize or commemorate everything on this world.
但是我们最不应该忘记和纪念的，就是传道书他所说的，趁着年幼衰败的日子还没有来到，还没有归于尘土之前，纪念造你和我的主。
But the most important thing, according to the Ecclesiastes, is to commemorate your God when the days of trouble has not come. Commemorate God before everything turns into meaningless.
这个我还没讲就翻了哈，因为这个，因为其他的那些事情都是虚空的。
Because everything else is all meaningless.
你的 stock portfolio, 你的 401k 可能有一天变成 201k, 切一半。
Maybe all your investment will turn in only half of the original investments.
你喜爱的狗有一天就再见了，你就见不到它了。
The pet you like will be eventually away from you.
你所爱的人有一天要烧成灰，你要离开它。
And the one you love maybe eventually turn into ash.
你自己有一天也要离开这个世界。
Yourself will eventually depart from this world.
所以那些都是短暂的。
So all of those are very temporary.
但是趁着还有机会。
So when you still have the opportunity.
趁着还没有归于尘土。
Before everything returns.
要纪念到你的主。
Commemorate the Creator.
有的人认为这个上帝太小气。
A lot of time people are thinking about maybe God a little bit of stingy.
人不相信他，不纪念他，就要灭亡。哇，这个上帝很可怕。
If people doesn't believe him, doesn't commemorate him, and then he's going to destroy.
但是我们人忘记了一件很重要的事。
But one thing that people always forget is this.
上帝造了人。
God has created mankind.
他造了人，就对人有拥有权。
He has created mankind, so he has the ownership of mankind.
按照今天的话讲，他对我们有智慧财产权 ，copyright.
According to what we have, then he has the intellectual property rights.
我们是他的专利制造的。
We are actually his creations, and he has the patent for us.
Yeah, 我们有他的这个 trademark.
We have.The trademark that created by God.
我们有照着他的形象所造的，不是按猪和牛的形象所造的。
We are created according to the image, but not according to the image of hogs or other animals.
所以人一站在地上，说这个是上帝造的人。
So when you stand on the wall, we will represent God, and people saying we are created by God.
这个是属于上帝。
The person we are, we belong to God.
你知道我们看牛长得都差不多。
When you look at pigs, they all look.
No,
similar. Oh, I'm sorry. Cows. They all look similar.
所以牛这个牛在一起，谁的牛是谁的牛呢
？So when cows are getting together, how would you be able to distinguish?
所以那个主人就要把他们家的那个烙印呢，要印在牛的屁股上面。
So they have to have a mark on the cow, be able to distinguish between them.
It's interference. 这是我的牛。
So you will recognize those.
你看，这有我的 trademark 在上面。
There's marks on the cow.
我对它有拥有权。
I have the ownership of that.
人也是一样的。
So mankind's the same thing.
我们看人也都是一样。
When we look at people, we're all the same.
但是人有上帝的这个copyright 在我们身上。
So we have a marks of the copyright from God.
所以一看到人，哎，这个是上帝造的。
So when we are being looked at, we know that we are created by God.
如果你说这个是猿猴变的，那你是说谎话的。
Then if you think the mankind are the evolution from monkey, and that's a lie.
所以上帝对我们有智慧财产权。
So God owns the intellectual property right of every one of us.
但是你看看今天上帝所造的人。
But look at the people that was created by God nowadays.
我们对所有的人说没有上帝。
We tell people there's no God.
我不是上帝所造的。
I'm not created by God.
所以我不需要理会他。
So I don't have to pay attention to him.
我不需要感谢他。
I don't have to give thanks to him.
我做什么事情不需要荣耀他。
Whatever I do, I don't need to glorify him.
他跟我没有关系。
There's no, he has nothing to do with me.
这表示人跟上帝是对立的。
So that means you're like kind of being a rivalry against God.
表明上帝你是说谎话的。
You're actually saying that God, you're telling a lie.
你说我是属于你的。
You tell me that I belong to you.
我哪里是属于你的呢
？But how can I belong to you?
你是说谎话的。
You're telling a lie.
所以这个点上就不是上帝小气了。
So when you're talking about this, we cannot say God is stingy.
到底是上帝说谎话，还是我们人说谎话
？So are we telling a lie or God is telling a lie?
这里面只能有一个是对的。
So there's only one person who's right.
所以这不是一件小的事情。
So this is not a little matter.
如果人真是上帝所造的
，If men are created by God，
人真应该纪念他。
Men really have to commemorate God.
人如果不纪念他，实在是恶的。
So if men doesn't commemorate God, and they are wicked.
如果人不是上帝所造的
，If today we consider men are not created by God，
上帝是说谎话
，and God is telling a lie，
那么不要相信他。
Then we don't need to believe in him.
在实际的生活里面，人不但在思想上犯罪，是一个恶人。
In the real life, not only our ideas are filling a lot of wicked ideas.
人的手的确也做了许许多多可怕的事情。
And mankind's hand also conducted lots of crimes.
我们看过去的2012年，有多少令人发指的滔天的罪恶
？Just look at.Examine year 2012. There's so many countless horrible crimes.
不但是国家、民族之间有许多的战争。
There was a war, from one country against another country.
叙利亚有将近60,000的人在去年死于战火。
So it was about 60,000 people die in Syria's war in Syria.
不但有国与国的战争，家庭与家庭也有战争。
There's also warfare between families.
有热战，也有冷战。
There's a so-called cold war. There's also a very hot war going on.
You understand that? 人与人彼此的得罪，彼此的有许多的罪恶。
So people sin and offend to one another.
彼此的枪击一些无辜的性命。
There was a gunshot against the innocent people.
那就是我们所活的世界。
And this is the world we are living in.
你看那个照片，无语问苍天，为什么发生这样的事情？
Just look at this picture. We just don't know why this all happened.
如果人得罪了上帝，不理会上帝的存在，人去得罪人，那算什么呢？
If man can offend God with no reason, you know, it really doesn't make any difference when people offend against people.
忘记上帝的人，恶人行恶事，那不是理所当然的吗？
So when people they forget about God, natural consequence they will sin against other peoples around you.
有一对夫妇，他们在留学生贫穷的时候，夫妻的感情很好。
When there is a foreign student coming here, when they are very poor, they have a very good relationship between them.
后来，这个男的开始发展自己的事业。
And this the boy the
husband
finally that start their own very good career.
他的自己的生意赚了很多钱。
He make a lot of money in his own business.
现在开始，他要想要离开这个婚姻。
And then he was finally trying to figure out to set apart from this marriage.
他希望有一个新的 adventure， 一个找一个新的机会。
He like to start his another type of relationship in his life.
如果他没有钱，他就不会这样想吧。
If doesn't have any money, then he would not think about that.
人有了钱，又想了很多很奇怪的事情。
When people have money, they will think about a lot of things.
那就是我们恶人的光景。
And this is exactly the status of a wicked person.
既然得罪上帝，有罪就必须受刑罚。
Since we sin against God, then there will punishment.
得罪上帝的，永远与他分开。
When sin against God, there will be a separation from God.
脱离刑罚只有一条路，就是上帝准备的救法。
The only way we can not be punished is the way that prepared by God.
过去是上帝所预备的方舟。
In the past, it was an ark prepared by God.
现在是上帝为我们预备的耶稣基督。
Now we have the Jesus Christ, He prepared for us.
借着没有罪的耶稣基督，他付上罪的代价。
Because sinners, Jesus has paid the ransom for us.
人可以重新与他和好。
So people can reconcile with God once again.
不再与他作对。
And not being enemy against him.
如果一个人活着的时候跟上帝对着干。
If a person lived, they are being a rival against God.
对上帝所预备的耶稣基督毫不理会。
And he doesn't pay attention to Jesus Christ that God has prepared for us.
好像120年挪亚时代的人看着方舟觉得很好笑。
It's just like in the age of Noah, the people look at ark, they are laugh about the ark.
明天会更好，怎么会灭亡呢？
They think about tomorrow is always better. Why would that turn into a bad world?
我们在这里正在享受这个世界，这个世界怎么可能会结束呢？
While enjoying this world, why would that be an end of this world?
如果真是这样，不遵从上帝的救法，将来的结局是可怕的。
So you're not pay attention to God's salvation, then there is going to be a consequence that we have to pay.
正月初一这一天，地上的水干了。
On the first day of the first month, the water dry up on this land.
上帝的审判经过全地。
And God's judgment covered the whole land.
所有的人淹没在水里。
Everybody is covered by the flood.
再也没有机会。
There's no more chance for them.
方舟的门打开了。
The door of the ark opened.
一切有了新的开始。
And there's a new star for the new world.
这可以说是一个新天新地的开始。
So that will be considered a beginning of a new heaven and new earth.
也可以说是一个人一个新的开始。
It can also be regarded as a new star for the person.
整一天我们要与救我们的主重新的团聚在一起。
So that will be the day you meet up with the Creator, the God.
那就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
所以头一个正月初一。
So the first day of the first month, the first occurrence.
提醒我们，我们今天站在什么样的地位。
It reminds us the status of our current status.
我们与上帝的关系是如何。
what kind of relationship we have currently with God.
我们是在方舟里面呢，还是在方舟的外面？
Considering this, are we in the ark or are we outside of the ark?
第二个正月初一，在出埃及记四十章一到二节。
The second occurrence of first day of the first month is on the Exodus chapter 40.
那天，上帝在正月初一吩咐摩西立起帐幕。
On the first day of the first month, God ordered Moses to set up the tabernacle.
前一天不是，后一天不是，正月初一第一天把帐幕立起来。
On the first day of the first month, God ordered Moses to set up the tabernacle.
帐幕是上帝与人来往的地方。
The tabernacle is the place that God meet up with people.
所以在正月初一那一天，方舟的门打开。
So on the first day of the first month, the door of the ark opened.
一个新的开始。
A new start has happened.
经过拯救以后的开始。
And it's the new start after the salvation.
但是正月初一这一天，帐幕立起来。
Also on the first day of the first month, a tabernacle was set up.
上帝要跟人互相的有来往。
So there's a fellowship between God and mankind.
上帝不但创造人。
Not only he created man,
上帝不单拯救人，
not only they save people,
上帝愿意与他所拯救的人有来往。
So God also is pleased to have a fellowship with the mankind.
约翰福音第一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
John chapter 1:14 says, the world became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
不是飞在我们上空。
He doesn't.Fly or hover among us.
他是住在我们中间。
He made his dwelling among us.
过去上帝的荣光住在帐幕。
In the past, God's glory filled the tabernacle.
今天上帝愿意住在我们的心里。
Now God is willing to dwell in our hearts.
上帝不单是弟兄姐妹的上帝。
God is not only the God of brothers and sisters.
上帝是 personal, 个人的上帝。
He is a personal God.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们个人的救主
，When we receive God and ask Him to be our personal Savior，
当我们进入方舟
，When we enter the ark，
我们就在方舟里面
，We are in the ark。
但是进一步让我们看见方舟也在我们里面
，That we need to know ark also is in our heart。
我们在耶稣基督里面
，We are in Jesus Christ。
耶稣基督也在我们里面
，Christ also is within our heart。
上帝要在我们的心里面立起帐幕。
God want to set up a tabernacle in our hearts.
他要在我们心里面与我们来往。
He want to fellowship with us in our hearts.
他要跟我们一起走这个地上还有的日子。
He want to walk with us together on the days in this world.
哇，上帝有一个美好的计划。
God has a good plan for us.
他很乐意这样做。
He's very pleased.
他很喜欢跟我们来往。
He's very happy to be with us.
但是，如果人不愿意与神来往
，but if people doesn't want to be with God,
他不会勉强人。
He would not force us to do that.
有一次，我们的孩子在这个地下室搭起帐篷。
One time, my children setting up a tent in our basement.
他们要 stay over the night.
They want to stay in the basement overnight.
Yeah. 他们邀请我去。跟他们在帐篷里面。
They invite me to stay with them in the tent in the basement.
他们很乐意我去。
They are very happy that I can join them.
我在想，但是我不愿意去。
But I'm not willing to go.
我就想起我很喜欢吃广东人的点心，饮茶。
I was thinking about like the tea drinking kind of dim sum for Chinese.
过去你到唐人街的时候，很多人一大早就在那边饮茶。
If you go to Chinatown, you know that in the morning, people will have this drinking tea in the morning.
但是呢，人手一根烟。
But they all have cigarettes on their hand.
哇，很多人在那个很小的房子里，哇，那个就像黄山呐，看到云海一样。
And when people are all kind of jamming in the room, there was smoke all around you.
很像黄山的云海啊。
Just like the yellow mountains, like a clouds around the mountain.
Yeah.所以你一进去，你马上出来。
So as soon as you enter the room, then you just can't bear to there and need to go out right away.
你很愿意与他们同在。
You really like to be with them, to drink tea.
但是他们的烟让你不能跟他们同在。
But the smoke from the cigarette prevents you to be have the desire.
上帝很乐意在我们心里面这个帐篷跟我们来往。
So God really delighted to be with us.
但是有一样东西会拦阻他与我们来往。
But there's one thing that prevents him from being with us.
那就是我们不愿意脱离我们的罪。
It's one thing that we don't. It's the thing that we don't want to get rid of.
我们一方面希望神在我们心里。
One thing if we like God to be with us.
但是一方面我们还希望自己做主。
And the other thing we also want to be our own God.
我们还希望自己过自己想过的生活。
We also want to think about living our own life in our own way.
上帝很乐意跟我们来往。
God is really pleased to be with us.
但是我们的这样的一个罪，让他不能来与我们来往。
But because of this kind of sin, preventing him from being with us.
不是说你没有得救。
It's not that you're not being saved.
但是上帝在你的心里成为一个陌生的房客。
But it's that the God has become like a stranger to us.
他只是住在你那个心里面，但是跟你没有亲密的来往。
He's dwelling in our heart, but he doesn't have an intimate relationship with us.
当年以色列人他们经历奇迹被拯救出埃及。
When Israel was being saved by this miracle from Egypt.
上帝施行拯救，让他们过了红海。
God saved them.To go across the Red Sea.
这是好大的 miracle, 好大的神迹。
Such a great miracle.
但是经过这么大的神迹以后呢？
But what happened after this great miracle?
四十年的时间。
It was about 40 years.
不是四天，不是四个月，不是四年，四十年的时间。
Not 4 days, not 4 months, but it's 40 years.
他们始终不全心信靠上帝。
They did not really rely on God wholeheartedly.
他们始终跟上帝有关系，但是不是很亲密。
They have a relationship with God, but they don't have an intimate relationship with God.
他们看上帝是个 provider, 供应他们吃喝而已。
That regard God as a provider for their food and provision in their life.
他们跟上帝没有亲密的关系。
They don't have an intimate relationship with God.
想一想，我们现在很多的孩子跟父母亲好像也是这样。
Think about children now that maybe there's some resemblance about that.
有的时候我觉得我们的孩子看我就像看 ATM machine 一样。
When people look at me, regard us as
不是 people, children.
Children look at us as a bank.
No, ATM machine.
All right.
他需要钱的时候，他就按。爸爸，我要钱，钱就出来了。
When they need money, they punch the key code and they get money.
钱拿了以后，他就跑了。
And after they get money, they run away.
他从来不坐下来跟你谈心的。
They don't usually spend time sit down and talk to you.
爸爸，你怎么样啊
？So how are you doing?
你累不累啊
？Are you tired?
需要给你泡杯茶吗
？Do I need to make some tea?
哪一天他给你泡杯茶，你就发现恐怕又要钱了。
Then, but one day he was getting some tea for you. You're thinking about what's the consequence of that.
No, he's going to ask for money again.
Yeah, he will ask you for money for it.
他看你是 provider.
They're looking at you. Your children look at you as a provider.
但是他不跟你亲密的。
But they don't have an intimate relationship with you.
但是他是有很亲密关系的。
But he has an intimate relationship.
跟电脑。
Excuse me?
跟电脑。
They have an intimate relationship with computer.
哦，他天天看电脑嘞。
They can look at and with computer.
早上看电脑，晚上看电脑。
In the morning there will be computer, and in the afternoon there will be computer.
高兴看电脑，不高兴看电脑。
When they are happy, not happy, there's always a companion of the computer.
他一有什么问题找电脑。
When they got troubles, they'll find solution.
哎，有的时候你真想站在电脑面前说，把我当成电脑。
A lot of time being a parent, you say, look.Can you regard me as your computer, so to speak?
这就是问题。
And these are the problems.
有关系，但是没有亲密的关系。
They have relationship, but it's not intimate enough.
如果今天我们信了耶稣
，But today we believe in Christ.
我们也受洗了
，And we have been baptized.
好像过了红海了
，We have.Go across the Red Sea.
我们得拯救了。
We have been saved.
但是我们没有全心的信靠他。
But we didn't rely on him wholeheartedly.
And
we don't have an intimate relationship. And we don't read Bibles maybe only a few times a year. And we have a lot of opportunity to have an intimate relationship. But we did not in our heart commemorate our God.
我们跟他没有亲密的关系。
We do not have an intimate relationship.
我们看他是个 provider.
We regard him as a provider.
但是并不一定是跟我们关系很亲密的。
But we don't have an intimate relationship with him.
我们仍然过着讨自己肉体喜悦的生活。
We still living a life that pleases our own flesh.
生活稍稍有不如意，我们就抱怨。
When there's something that not going well, then we'll complain.
就好像以色列人稍稍不如意就抱怨上帝。
Just like Israel, when they have something that not going according to their will, they'll complain to God.
我们跟神没有亲密的来往。
We don't have an intimate relationship with God.
我们做什么决定都没有想到上帝。
The decision we made, we didn't, God is not part of that decision.
我们做完什么决定以后，我们也没有想到上帝。
When the decision was made, we didn't think about God either.
我们认为我们有纪念过上帝呢。
We believe we would have time to commemorate God.
就是一次。
That's only once.
就是受洗的时候。
The day that we've been baptized.
啊，受洗的是主啊，你纪念我啊，将来。
And when baptized, that you ask God to remember you.
上帝真的会记得你吗
？Will God remember you?
圣经说被召的人多，选上的人少。
Bible says, for many are invited, but few are chosen.
你是不是常常心里面纪念这位拯救你的主？
Does your heart commemorate the God that saved you?
不但要进入方舟。
Not only you need to enter the ark.
要搭起帐
篷。You need to set up the tabernacle.
与神有亲密的来往
，have a very intimate relationship, fellowship with God.
常常与主有借着祷告来往
，you have this with God, fellowship with God through prayer.
主啊，我要怎么样做会让你高兴？你需要我做什么
？You will ask God, what are the things you can do to please Him?
主啊，我真爱你。
God, I love you.
正像我们希望我们的孩子。这样对我们说，不是只是老师来要钱而已。
We also like our children to say that too, to love us.
有一次，有一个基督徒被人家问
，There was one time a Christian being asked.
哦，为什么人需要信耶稣啊
？Why would people believe in Christ？
哎，这个很好的问题。
That was a very excellent question.
啊，如果在座你还没有信耶稣，也这个是很好的问题。
For people who has not believed in Christ yet, you consider this is an important and interesting question.
这个基督徒很简单的讲了四句话。
And this question answered with four phrases.
他人真的很需要信耶稣啊。
People really need to trust Jesus Christ.
因为如果人不信耶稣啊
，If people don't believe in Christ,
道德没有底线
，and there's no moral standard.
跌倒了，没有人搀扶起来。
There's no support and help when you fall.
你忧伤的时候，没有人真的得到安慰。
There's no comfort when you are in grief.
死了以后也没有盼望。
And there's no hope after death.
除了耶稣，你哪里可以找到这个安慰呢
？So apart from Jesus, where would you be to find all of those supports?
所以刚才长老祷告很好。
So that was great for Elders' prayer.
我们前面的道路谁也不知道。
We don't know our we don't know our future.
2013年发生什么事情在我们个人身上我们不知道。
We don't know what's going to happen in 2013.
但是如果我们是与主有亲密来往的人
，But if we are if we have a good fellowship with God,
就像保罗
，Just like Apostle Paul.
环境很艰难
，Even though there's difficulties.In the situation,
他被这个世界 isolate， 他从世界隔绝 isolate from the world.
Paul was being isolated from this world.
只有被关在监狱里面
He was being jailed.
心里的忧伤是有的
He has sorrow in his heart.
心里的这个忧虑是有的
And has worries in his heart.
未来看不到任何盼望的
He doesn't see any hopes in the future.
但是,
but
主在他的心里,
but God is in his heart.
那个里面的 tabernacle里面的帐幕立在那里。
But there is a strong tabernacle set up in his heart.
没有人可以拦阻他的神与他亲密的。
No one can prevent his relation or fellowship with God.
我们信主的人有盼望。
The one who believes in God has hope.
不是只有死后有盼望啊。
Not only the hope after death.
活着就有盼望。
You will have hope when you live in this world.
因为你的里面有 tabernacle.
Because you have the tabernacle set up in your heart.
第三个正月初一。
The third recording of the first month of the first day of the first month.
就是早上你刚刚读的经文。
It's the scripture you just read.
以斯拉立志考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Israel has devoted himself to the study and observation of the law of the law of the Lord, and to teach its decrees and laws in Israel.
正月初一这一天，地上的水干了。The
first day of the first month, the water has dried up on this land.
帐这个方舟打开了。
And the tabernacle has set up.
我们新天新地开始。And
the new heaven and new earth has started.
主在我们心里面建立起那个帐幕，他要与我们来往。
God has set up the tabernacle so he can have fellowship with us.
我们要开始我们的旅程。And
we're going to start a new journey.
去哪里呢？
Where are we going?
哪里走呢？
Where are we going?
主把他的话
He gives us his words on the first day of the first month.
他的话成为我们的方向。
His words become our direction.
你走在他的话里面。
Walk in his words.
立志查考遵行他的话。
Devoting ourselves to study and observation of his law.
那就是你要走的路。
And this is what we need to do.
你可以给人吃，可以给人喝。
You can give people food and drinks.
你可以给人工作。
You can give them a job.
但是真正人需要的帮助远超过这一些。
But what people really need ultimately is beyond those.
只有真的神的话可以帮助人。
The only thing that can help people is God's word.
只有真正的话，神的话能够把人带回正路。
Only God's word can lead people to the right.
只有神的话能够把人从捆绑里面释放出来。
Only the God's word can set people apart from their entanglement.
只有神的话能够让人打开捆绑，得到真正的自由。
Only God's word can help people to set apart from their entanglement.
只有神的话能够让人从 depression 的里面突然想通了。
Only God's word can help people out of their depression.
只有神的话能够让人知道，哦，这样是真正的有平安的。
And only God's word can give people true peace.
你自己得到上帝的话。
Do you have God's word?
你自己得到上帝, you already have the word of God. 你不但自己有上帝的话，你还要把上帝的话去给人。
You already have God's words, also need to give God's words. To our people.
因为上帝的话何等的宝贵。
Because God's words are so precious.
大家都很熟悉五饼二鱼。
We all know about this five loaves of bread and two fish.
一个小孩子跑出来拿五饼二鱼。
One kid donated bread and fish.
经过耶稣的祝福拨开。
After the blessing from Jesus Christ.
然后啪，所有的人都有饼了，对不对？
And after that, everybody all have bread.
对不对？
Right?
No. 有人点头很麻烦。No. 饼和鱼是一个一个传递下去的。It
was this bread was spread, delivered from one person to another person.
耶稣既然能够变，把五个饼、两条鱼喂饱这么多人，已经是 miracle， 对不对？
It is already a miracle that he can feed so many people with five loaves of bread and two fish.
那他难道不能这样？ 一点像基尼一样，一点啪，所有的人都可以都有饼的啦。
So he can actually make a miracle happen just that everyone will have the bread and fish instantaneously.
不是的。
It's really not what actually happened.
耶稣一个一个传下去啊。
The bread and the fish was delivered from one person to another person.
他递给门徒。
He delivered this to his disciples.
门徒递给众人。
And disciple deliver those food and fish to the people.
这个地很重要。
This pass on and deliver is very important.
啊，那个圣诞节过节那个快递，那个地很重要。
So in the Christmas, you know that this delivery is really important.
一直递下去。
So you will deliver from one place or one person to another person.
越递越多。
And then when you deliver, the more you will be delivered.
因为他一直传下去，所以这个耶稣的饼就一直来了。
So if you think about this, when the food and fish are delivered, they multiply.
如果他是停个不递了
，It happened one person do not complete his delivery.
神迹就停止了。
And the miracle will stop.
No, 没有发生。
It will not happen at all.
没有这样发生。
It will not happen like
that. It didn't happen like that.
Okay.
一直在传下去。
So continue to deliver on his way.
一直到五千人都吃饱了。
After all this, 5,000 people all have been fed.
但是假设有人中间停止传递呢
？But it is, if there's one person that did not deliver,
那是很可惜的事。
That will be a, it will be a pity.
因为神迹会在你的手上停止。
Because a miracle will stop in your hand.
本来可以得供应的，就停在你的手上。
And there's a provision, but provision stops.
所以盼望这个新的一年里面
，So I'm hoping in this new year，
我们立志不单是查考上帝的话语
，Not only will study the law of the Lord，
不单是查经读经，我们有很多上帝的话语
，Not only studying， we have our mind filled with God's words。
哦，让我们也成为一个递出去的人。
We'll also set our mind that will be a person deliver God's word.
把上帝的话带给人。
Deliver God's word to other people around.
因为上帝的话，就像刚才讲的，是真正能够帮助人。
Just like we said, God's word is the only thing and ultimate thing that will help people.
师母跟我做这个恩言 guiding word counseling 恩言辅导，就发现这是个很有意义的事工，也把上帝的话带给人。
So my wife himself was doing this ministry work.That we're helping a lot of people with God's word.
这件事情发生在南湾。
There was one thing that happened in Michiana.
啊，这个有一位姐妹做得救的见证。
There was one sister was giving a testimony.
她这个时候已经离开南湾很多年了。
She has left Michiana for many years.
她说，在她刚刚来南湾 South Bend 的时候
，She was sharing that when the first time she arrived in Michiana,
从来没有到过教会。
She has never been in church before.
但是碰到一个姐妹非常热心。
But she came across a sister well, really
什么事情都来帮她忙。
Was very, very helpful, with her.
也邀请她去参加她家里面的查经班。
And this sister was invited to participate, fellowship meeting, small group meeting.
她说她从小是拜偶像的家庭长大的。
And the sister was grew up in a family that do performing idol worshiping.
不信基督教这一套。
He doesn't believe in Christianity at all.
所以很勉强偶尔去一次。
So she was very reluctantly to go to the small group meeting.
后来她怀孕了。
And she got pregnant.
这个姐妹很热心呐、啊，为她做汤。
And the sister she met earlier was.Preparing some soup for her.
还给她送汤
and was deliver this soup to her house.
但是somehow这个汤呢就洒在自己的车上
and the soup, for some reason spilled in her car.
这个姐妹也没有怨言
and this sister helping this pregnant sister did not complain at all.
她知道心里很受感动
and the sister that Bill was giving the testimony was really touched.
怎么会有这样的爱心
？How can a person with such a warm heart？
是因为我吗
？Is it because of me？
那个时候她没有信主。
Back then, she did not believe in Jesus Christ.
虽然心里有很有感动，但是就过去了。
But she was touched, but the whole thing passed.
过了几年以后，她信主受洗。就做这样的见证，原来那个时候福音的种子已经撒在他的心。
After several years, she got baptized, and she was giving this testimony. The seed of that love was embedded in his heart for a long time.
这个姐妹的信主是因为很多的人传递的结果。
This sister's being baptized is because of people being delivering this seed along its way.
也许第一个是那个送汤的姐妹。
Maybe the first sea was delivered by the sister providing the soup.
也许第二个是请她吃蛋糕的一个聚会。
Maybe the second person is during a fellowship was inviting her to eat a cake.
也许第三个是在她难受的时候为她祷告。
Maybe the third sea is a comforting when she was in sorrow.
也许第四个是给她一个 ride, 让她到教会。
Maybe the fourth sea is someone giving her a ride to the church.
那个原来没有饼的人。
The person originally doesn't have any bread in his or her hand.
没有盼望。
Has no hope.
没有饱足。
Has no comfort.
但是奇迹在发生，一个饼一个饼一直在递过来。
A miracle is happening on its way. One miracle after the other being delivered from one person to another person.
突然一个饼来到他的手上。
And all of a sudden there was a bread delivered to his or her hand.
他有了。
He has, and he or she has the bread.
因为很多的人都递了。
Because the delivery on its way finally reached his or her hand.
千万不要让它停在你的手上。
We should not stop the delivery of this bread to other person.
在新的一年里面
，In this new year，
我盼望还没有相信耶稣基督做你个人救主的朋友。
I'm hoping whoever has not believed in God, Jesus Christ yet.
今年里面你能够更多的认识他。
That you have a time to know him a lot more.
认识他不再与他为敌。
And knowing him and not being a enemy, to him.
你要进入方舟。
You also need to enter this ark.
我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹要在我们心里面让那个主的帐幕与我们之间有亲密的联系。
Whoever has believed in God, we also should have a very good relationship with God through this tabernacle in our hearts.
要明白上帝的心意。
And understand God's mind.
不是出了方舟以后走自己的道路。
Not like walking in our own way, in our own mind after we get out of the ark.
与主有亲密的来往。
Have a very intimate relationship with God.
不要只把他当作 provider.
Not just regard him as a provider.
要把他当作你的朋友。
Regard him as your dear friend.
常常与他来往。
Have a fellowship with him regularly.
就像我们的孩子常常与电脑来往一样。
Just like, so to speak, our children have a very good intimate relationship with the computer.
要讨他的喜悦。
We also need to strive to please him.
在每一个决定的里面，在每一个选择的里面。
In all the decision, all the choices we make.
主啊，这样会让你高兴吗？
We need to ask whether God, are you happy with this?
这是一个了不起的改变。
This will be a very important and drastic change in our
life. 因为多少年来，我们都活在啊，我要让自己高兴。
Because all this year, we all do things to please our own self.
今天美国文化 I want to have fun 是一个很可怕的文化。
And this concurrent culture in America, we were typically saying, I want to have fun.
Too extreme.
To some
extreme. 推到极 I have fun, I have fun. 你就忘记了神讨神的喜悦而不是讨自己的喜悦。
To the extreme, when you're doing that, then you forgot...God to please God.
讨他的喜悦。
We need to strive to please God.
把神的话传递出去。
We deliver God's words to other people.
是教会一起来传。
It's the whole church's activity.
也是你的传。
Also relating to personal delivery.
用你的话来传。
Deliver your own words.
用你的 deeds, 用你的好的行为来传。
Deliver this with your good deed.
用你那个热心帮助人来传。
Your fervence, in the delivery.
你永远不知道传到第几个的时候，那个人就信主了。
You never know after so many delivery, the person will eventually become part of this family.
愿主使我们蒙福。
I pray that God will bless us.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，借着今天的信息，圣灵向我们的心说话。
Lord, I want to give you thanks. The Holy Spirit speak to all of us.
在这个 新的开始的这个礼拜天，你用你的话来领导我们。
In this first Sunday, your words has bestowed upon us.
愿这个新的一年成为我们人生当中非常重要的一年。
May this year become a most important year in our life.
不单我们与你建立那个必要的关系。
Not only we will establish a necessary relationship with you,
更与主建立一个亲密来往的关系。
We also want to establish a very intimate relationship with you.
更是为了那一天上帝的荣耀，我们讨主的喜悦。
And also we want to please you for the glory of God.
求主帮助我们。
Pray that you help us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This we pray in the Jesus' name. Amen.